when you graduate out of the 3D drama, chaos, narcissistic, bloodline, psychopathic, culture, lies, players, gamers, just liars, you know, when you graduate out of that, the win-lose mindset, you know, everything's win-win, but these kind of people think it's win-lose, you know. The lying, the cheating, the stealing, the cursing, the drinking, the drugging, and just, you know, anybody partying every weekend, something wrong with them. They have no, they don't have anything going on. They might be making good money and look like they got it going on, but their inside is just toxic. Toxic is all good out. I'd rather have peace than insanity. Anyway, when you graduate past the 3D, you can't go back. When you leave the bloodline lies, you can't go back. You needed the blood, you know, you were born in the bloodline and the culture for a training, you know. You needed to learn how to survive on the base instincts, the brute beast instincts, but you finally said something's wrong and Lord help me, and Lord God saves you, and then you renew your mind and you realize these people are in brute beast mode. And so you needed that to be able to deal with them when they come up and come to your face, because you know what they are, you know. But once you graduated out of the 3D selfish whatever, you don't go back. You can't go back. I mean, really, think about the delusions that they're in. The delusions, the toxicity, they're lying to everybody, and so if they're lying to everybody, they're lying to themselves, you know. Everybody, if you're lying all the time, people can see through you. If you're selfish all the time, people can see through you. If you're erratic all the time, people can see through you. They think that nobody sees them, but everybody sees them. I had some people losing their cool at work because they messed up and they had to go. And the guy, I wasn't involved, but I was standing there, and the guy started talking to me, and I was calm, cool, collective, and I noticed he was calm. Everybody was all upset, and I just, in a stoic manner, said, all you have to do is boom, boom, boom. He was not even thinking right. No logic. Just, I mean, we're talking about a 50-some-year-old man. He wasn't even, he was in emotions instead of logic. Stupid stuff. Over something that the police almost got involved, and he calmed down once the word police got thrown out. But, you know, people are just still in the carnal brute beast mindset at 50-some years old. What's wrong with people? You would think that they would grow spiritually, but if they don't do the inner work and start to look to Jesus and renew their mind, they get worse. They get worse. That's not even what I want to talk about, but it just came to my mind how when you leave the flesh mind into the spirit mind, you realize these people are running on programs. They're running on an AI program, their culture program, or their bloodline program. And if you really want to grow, you're going to have to leave the bloodline program behind. I left the city, went to college, came back. I thought, they're still the same. They haven't grown any. I tried to talk to them, but I had to leave the city again. I left. I came back again. They still hadn't changed. You're growing spiritually. You're studying your Bible. You're getting educated and getting some knowledge and some wisdom. And you're praying. And then you finally, you marry one of them. That don't work because they're just just like they might not be your bloodline, but they had some bloodline strongholds that they couldn't break. And you say, okay, you keep acting that way, adios, you're crazy, leave me alone. Then you marry another one, they act crazy. They've been brainwashed by the culture. So you had bloodline programmed and you had culture programmed. Then later on in life, you get involved in another one. They got the bloodline program and the culture program. And you're like, why are you talking like the world? I thought you were not of this world. You sound like you're in the world. You're talking like the world for a reason, because you're of the world. Birds of a feather flock together. And so you see these people running on programs. They're AI programs. The AI flesh mind is running on a program. It's a win-lose program, and it's always about me, 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 me. And no matter how hard you try to help somebody, and no matter how hard you try to hit them over the head with the truth, they can't wake up until they're ready to wake up, and so you're wasting your time. They don't even know they're in a program. They can't even see that they haven't been away from the bloodline program long enough to see that the way they think is convoluted. Your bloodline is convoluted. I'm sorry to tell you. But there's things in your bloodline program you're going to have to break, some strongholds, and it goes back four generations. If you don't recognize it and break it, you'll stay in it. The Jezebel spirit, the Python spirit, the rebellious spirit, the stubborn spirit, the haughty spirit, all these prideful spirits. The spirit of the world, the spirit of the air, the spirit of the age. If you're walking around in the spirit of the age or the spirit of the air, the devil, he'll come up with a new spirit to throw on a culture. And if you're following that spirit instead of the Bible, you'll be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And it's not even doctrine, it's just lies. You'll be tossed to and fro by every lie. And so the lies of the culture, the lies of your bloodline, if you don't break that stronghold, you'll never be happy. You'll never understand who you are. You'll never have an identity. You'll never have peace. You'll never get healthy. To move from unhealthy to healthy, it's a process. But you've got to break that culture lie, that bloodline lie, and any other lies you picked up along the way. But the hardest one to break is the bloodline, the bloodline lie, because everybody in the bloodline is supporting each other. And they're all believing lies. Think about it. You got a mom and a dad, you got the kids, the children, the sons, the daughters, you got the cousins, you got the aunts, the uncles, you got all these people that were raised around each other, and they've been told that they're normal by each other. But when they go out into the world or the church, the born-again church, they find out there's people that are different than them, that think different. They're not greedy. They're not selfish. They're not trying to hurt somebody. They're not trying to be con artists. And they're not trying to get over on somebody. And so, because they've been in that bloodline lie so long and the codependency enabling going on, they think it's normal. And then when they face off with people who are from a different bloodline or culture or born again, they realize something's different, but they want to conform that person into their bloodline insanity. And people are not going to be conformed. They're going to have to change. Nobody's going back to toxic if they've been saved and they've got healthy. Even if they're not even saved, but they went the healthy path. I've seen some unsaved people that pretty much do some healthy stuff, you know. They do healthy, but, you know, they still have their stuff they don't understand. But I have seen some healthy unsaved, but not they're not they're not there yet, but they at least they do healthy stuff. They treat others with respect. They understand other people have a different opinion or different wills. I mean, when you got a narcissist trying to take away your free will, that's sick. That's like the Pharaoh. Let my people go. And the Pharaoh, and 10 plagues. Let my people go 10 times. And the Pharaoh said no. And then he finally couldn't take it anymore. And the firstborn died. And so Israel left. And the Pharaoh still chased them to try to bring them back under slavery and bondage. Why? Because they were lazy. They wanted other people to do the work for them. They were just lazy, narcissistic psychopaths. Lazy. They want the pleasures of Egypt. And that's why when people look back, 20,000 got swallowed up in the wilderness. You don't look back to Egypt. You got away from Egypt. If you look back to Egypt, you'll be gypped, just like Egypt is gypped. Egypt. E is spirit, gypped. Egypt is spiritually gypped. So if you go back to Egypt, you'll be gypped. That's all it is. That's all the devil's doing is playing out biblical scripts. Are you going to go back to Egypt? Are you going to turn back to Egypt? No. Okay. Are you going to let Jezebel in the church? No. Are you going to let Jezebel in your house? No. Revelation chapter 2. Are you going to let the legalists in? No. Galatians, the book of Galatians. Are you sure you're not going to let the legalists get into your world, adding faith plus works of some kind, faith plus baptism, faith plus speaking in tongues, faith plus circumcision? No, the legalist is not getting in. You're living in the book of Galatians. Every Bible story you have to go through yourself. Even within yourself, you have to go through it. The flesh versus the spirit, that's all it is. Every Bible story is the flesh versus the spirit. Every Bible story is the flesh versus the spirit. Every Bible story is the flesh versus spirit. Every Bible story is the flesh versus spirit. Every day you get up is the flesh versus spirit. Every storyline that you walk in every day is the flesh versus the spirit. Genesis to Revelation, flesh versus spirit. Energy of flesh or the power of the spirit. Die daily or try to be your own God.